Radical Energy Radio's Friday show, All the Things, with Anna and Ursula. We're talking about the new reality. What shall we create today? Hello, Ursula.
Hello, Anna. How are you?
Good. So good. Oh, my goodness. It's creativity time at its best. I'll tell you
That's
what.
That's right. That's yep. right. That's right. Yep. This is our turn.
Our turn.
Yeah.
Those of us that choose the, you know, there's no right or wrong to this. It's just, this is an opportunity for us to really get to know ourselves and really tap into who we are and really get ourselves into this really, honestly, vibrational state of flow and creativity.
Yes. Because, you know, it's already, as you and I know, as metaphysically minded people, you know, it's already there. But when we're being forced to realize what our potential is and, you know, what our blocks are and just, you know, how we've been programmed, what our fear is, there's so many influences. And when we can get a handle of that, like everyone's like, oh, I just wish I had time to, but if I only had more time. Now, okay, we've got plenty of time. We've got plenty of time. And then this is our chance to pause, reflect,
yes.
you know, reframe, do some healing, do some forgiving, do some choosing. And we do. We have the freedom to choose. And I think it's just a matter of removing the blocks that get in our way.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, we're sort of on a constant path of wanting to quiet the mind and knowing that in meditation, we can certainly clear that. Also, what's really cool, which first I haven't had an off-air conversation with you lately, but this whole thing with neuroscience and literally being able to allow your infinite intelligence or superconscious mind to actually go in and really release the blocks and the resistance in your unconscious mind. I mean, programming that's been there for years, could be even past life programming, ancestral programming. It's amazing. And this is something that I've been studying intently for probably since we got quarantined. I mean, I've been studying some neuroscience-y stuff like all last year, probably close to 2 years now. But this specific process that I've been focusing on is so amazing, and it has done some amazing things with some folks out there, and I am in awe of it. And so not only is it about clearing the blocks and the resistance, because once that's up and out, and it's a continual process, because as things come up, they're going to continue to come up, right? It's
right.
I was actually just on a call with somebody, and it was calling attention to the awareness of it. So bringing that into our awareness that it's something that's not serving us anymore, and being able to let that go. It's that part's really powerful, but then also, what are you putting in? You know, what are we wanting to create? And that's really what we're talking about today is, you know,
yes.
what shall we create
yes.
together? Infinite
that's
possibilities.
Right, the default is to choose what we already know.
Yes.
And that doesn't, there's more than that choice available to us.
Yes.
And I think that's what people are afraid of. They don't know, like, what does that look like? And then we have to co-create, because if I'm the only one living in my reality, well, that's fine as long as I'm alone. But once I get in relation with the people around me and my work situation and so on and so forth, there needs to be a collective consciousness in a world that works for everybody.
Yes. And we're looking at a prime example of a world that does not work for everybody. And that's why there's such chaos and mayhem and all that lovely stuff that's out there. And those of us that are working on this process of shifting and moving and expanding, we do keep to ourselves. I mean, we've exchanged a few things via messaging, you know, on what's going on. And most of the folks that we're tuning into, they're not focusing on what's wrong with the world. They're not they're focusing on sending love and energy and kindness and compassion out into the world and shifting the energy of the world, which is kind of what we're asking people to do is shift. But a lot of people don't know how to do that. They're like, how am I supposed to shift into that when my reality is this? And then they make the list of all the things that are happening to them in their present moment. And I understand that. And what we're saying is stop looking at it. I mean, how can we say that in a calmer way? How can we say that, you know, how do we show people to be calm? How do we show people that everything's going to be fine? How do we show people to trust? You know, that's something that I'd love to do it on a huge scale, and those pieces are still formulating because there are people out there who it's like they want to change. They say they want to change, but they don't want to change. Does that make sense? Like they.
Well, and then we have to ask, why don't you want to change? Is because most of the time, you know, I work with children, so I get, you know, the children version of everything. Mm-hmm. So basically, I don't want to change is a stopping point. But if you keep digging, the answer is I don't know how to change. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'm going to be okay in the new way.
Right.
I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that means. I don't know what the expectations will be of me. And even though this is a crappy situation, at least I know what it is. If you
I'm
talk
familiar.
To somebody in an abusive relationship, you're like, get out, get out, get out. They'll be like, well, look, I don't know anything else.
You know, right.
And at least I know what my expectations are here. I know the drill. I know how it goes.
Right.
And you and I who... you know, are kind of living fearless. Like, my world's fallen apart a few times already. So it's like, oh, this is it. Someone's like, hey, how are you doing with this? I'm like, compared to hurricanes and mudslides and fires, this is a cakewalk. So it's all relative. It's
yeah.
all relative.
Yeah.
And I think when you ask, how can we move people from being stuck, is to show the possibility of
mm-hmm.
what it could look like and what kind of, again, expectations they would have.
Mm-hmm. I think we try to control things to the best of our ability, even when it's out of control. And
mm-hmm.
we have got to be at a point where we can trust.
Mm-hmm.
We can trust, whether you say God, universe, source, that higher power, we want to trust that. And it's like, it really is trust and faith. I think a friend of mine wrote something this morning, and he was going on about he was using God, and that's great, and how when you really look at, do we trust that next step? Do we trust that something bigger than ourselves has our back? A lot of people, you know, will really think about that because it's like, well, no, you haven't trusted it. And that's why you've stayed in the same place. That's why you haven't put that one foot forward. That's why you haven't opened that door to walk out. That's why, you know, you haven't changed. And my understanding now is in order for me to be the person that I am stepping into, I have to change my identity. Like,
mm-hmm.
literally change, like literally peel off the skin that I have right now and put on some new skin. I really, and that's, you know, metaphorically, but, you know, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, vibrationally, I have to change that. I have to start vibrating on a different frequency in order for me to be the person that I say that I am. And yes, I could say in the past that was kind of scary because you start thinking of, well, you know, even someone in an abusive relationship, well, I'm comfortable with this. And what if I do step out? Then what do I lose? You know, I'm going to lose, you know, this person that even though I didn't feel safe, I kind of, like you said, I knew the routine. I could, you know, what is it? Dodge and flow with it, you know, like whatever's coming at me, whether it's physical, emotionally, whatever. you know, you knew what was coming. You knew if you responded in this way, this was going to happen. You knew if you acted mm-hmm. this way, this was going to happen. So you trained yourself already to, you know, duck. You're ducking. That's what you're doing. You're like, you know, you're running for cover, or you're ducking or whatever. And so you've grown used to that comfortable, I call it the comfortable uncomfortableness. You've gotten mm-hmm. used to that. And what if you could actually shift your mindset so that actually at some point you stood up and went, okay, this doesn't serve me anymore. I'm going to walk out the door. And we're using this because this is that's the most visceral way to explain it. But this could be with any, this could be with anything in our lives. And most of us as adults, because adults are listening to this show right now, as adults, a lot of our programming is based on things that happened to us before we were 7. And a lot of it was contradictory. A lot of the programs that we received were contradictory. So that tug of war has been going on our entire life. And we have placed it into everything that we have done in this world. And then if you do something repetitively, like maybe you come from a family that wasn't, you know, there was some verbal abuse there or some kind of abuse, and maybe you found yourself in the similar situation in relationships, and you can see that, you could start seeing the patterns, like become aware of those patterns to be able to step away and to be somebody. But that's been the not easiest part, is waking up and saying, whoa, I am in this really interesting place right now. And right now, I think the majority of the world is, whoa.
Yeah.
What's
collective.
Happening?
It's a collective whoa. Whoa. We're in collective whoa mode. But you're right, Anna, because we inherit our family dirty laundry, addiction, mm-hmm. abuse, low self-esteem, poverty consciousness, less than. And we grow up in an environment and we think that's real. That's the whole world. That's our choice. That's my identity. That's where I come from. And mm-hmm. you and I know, yes, and it doesn't have to stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a choice for us to take a look collectively and say, you know what, this really is not working for me. You know, I'm just mm-hmm. putting up with everything. I'm just tolerating everything. I'm existing, but is there more for me? You know, have I even begun to reach my potential? Whether it's a job, a relationship, living in a town, living in a city when you want to live in the country, living in the country when you want to live in the city. Like, there's mm-hmm. so many circumstances that we're always tolerating and tolerating and tolerating, and we're like, where's the happiness? Where's the joy? People who are suffering from anxiety and depression because they're not living in their correct lifestyle, in their correct way, in their correct relationship. And I think a lot of, you know, back to children, a lot of the issues with children that they were having, now that they're home with their mom and dad, they're getting enough attention and they're able to not have to deal with the stress of sitting in a desk all day with a bunch of other kids and lots of energy. I think a lot of the psychologicals that children were having, I bet you anything, there's a big change in that, and they don't suffer anymore because their needs are getting met. Mm. So how does that relate to us as adults? What needs are not getting met as adults in the current lifestyle that we were living before the COVID gave us a chance and opportunity to reflect? And I think that's a huge question because people don't even consider that there could be a way to meet their needs. So they just say, oh, well, who cares? You know, let me drink this beer. Let me distract. Let me be angry. Let me blame. Mm-hmm. Let me, you know, move away from this dead-end street of I have no choices.
It's true. Ensuing that, they say they don't have any choice, but they're making a choice.
Yes,
and they're choosing.
They don't realize it.
They don't realize
that they could make another choice.
Yeah,
because that's the way we've always done it in my family. That, you know, we've always drank. We've always had yelling and screaming. We've always had, you know, poverty. We've always. So then it's just so easy to make that default choice where we're not even consciously choosing it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's choosing us.
And it feels okay and comfortable because it's sort of the norm.
And so, I think this is a COVID, this COVID opportunity is saying, does it really have to be? And even asking the first question, am I happy? Who am I?
And then deciding, too, that you want to create a life, something different. You may not know what that is, but you just feel it in your bones that you want to create something different. So look in that direction. And this is something that I tell a few of my folks that I'm co-creating with, is look in the direction. We talk about Abraham Hicks' emotional guidance scale. The top of the list there is, you know, love, joy, compassion, kindness, you know, all those really nice feeling emotions. If you just emotionally, if you look in that direction, and when you, even when you don't know, and then ask yourself some powerful questions. Like, you can ask, show me my potential. I mean, what a great big open question. So what happens is your unconscious mind / superconscious mind wants to absolutely give you what you want, but it doesn't know. The unconscious mind is here to protect, for sure, and it's protecting based on that old programming. And now your superconscious mind is saying, oh, I want to give you what you want, and we have this thing called the unconscious mind that says, oh, but if we give you a different life, it's going to be scary and we want to protect you from that. So you still have to appreciate your unconscious mind for wanting to protect you. And at some point you're going to have a conversation with your superconscious mind that says, please let me release this block. So instead of that as saying blocks and resistance, we want to ask the powerful questions. Show me my potential. Show me how amazing I am. Show me how creative I am. And so you sleep on that stuff. And I mean, I'm giving real quick examples. There's obviously things, Ursula, you do lots of things and you work with a lot of people to get to this level. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for folks to know that when you're ready for that, and usually when you're uncomfortable, you're ready. You know, it's like, okay, I'm uncomfortable now. It's time to reach out and ask for some assistance. You know, so I think that's powerful.
That discomfort is very similar to outgrowing our snail shell house. Mm-hmm. You know, the snail is just doing its thing, going along. And then the toleration level is unbearable, and it has to squirm out naked and afraid and look for the next shell that it can grow into.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the work I do, is I help people when they are feeling uncomfortable, when their life is changing and they don't know how to transform and to feel safe into moving into the next phase of what that looks like. And it's mostly inner work through the subconscious work, the internal family systems, where we can identify a block, heal it gently and sweetly instead of dramatically, and then replace it with things, like you said, freedom and playfulness and safety and love and respect and all the things that were in lack under that conscious state. So, and I think this is such a collective opportunity. I think Mother Nature is leading the way by saying, look, y'all just sat still for a little while, and look what I was able to do. I was able to repair. I was able to replenish. I was able to, you know, reclaim, put things back into balance. And we're all in a marvel, like, oh, my God, look how blue the sky is. Look how clear the water is. You know, look, the animals are moving around, like, in ways that we've never seen before.
What do they say? You can see the Himalayas from India. Just things like that have not happened in a long time.
Yeah, and I think the ice caps are even changing.
So it's, if you think about that, it's we stopped. I mean, the humans stopped for the most part. You know, some things are still happening, but for the most part. And so it was like a breath. And if each of us would give ourselves that breath, if we just would allow ourselves to breathe and be okay where we are, and just say, there's absolutely not that there's nothing you can do. It's when you think, when you're in fear and you're in worry and you're in sadness and you're in anger and you're all those lower vibrational places. And I'm not saying never be there, not at all, because we are humans. We're going to have emotions. Just realize when this stuff comes up that this is you not being, I say it's you not being authentically who you are or who you have mm-hmm. potential to be. And you're resisting mm-hmm. your true calling. You're resisting where, what direction that you want to go. And let's real quick while I'm chatting, Ursula Lentini is on the air with me and we're talking about the new reality. What shall we create together? And her website is UrsulaLentini.com. And if you Google her, or not Google her, Facebook her, you can Google her too, but Facebook her. And she works primarily, I think you work through social media a lot. So you're in there and yeah. She's doing Facebook Lives and all kinds of things. So get in touch with her, like her page. And it's Ursula, U-R-S-U-L-A, Lentini, L-E-N-T-I-N-E. So also the website if you want more information on what she's doing. And if you want to connect with her, definitely get on social media on Facebook because she's putting out a lot of really good free content out there, y'all. It's just amazing. And you break it down and you do work with kids. So I love how you can break it down to really a very lovely basic. And it's not about saying people don't get it and they're, you know, it's not that at all. It's just, you are breaking it down to the most basic way that, I mean, everybody can understand this. And I love yeah. those videos. Because you get it.
Thank you.
You know,
thank you for
yeah.
saying all of that so nicely. Thank you. Yeah, because I do keep it simple. And, you know, you can get super intelligent. I mean, you and I can really go off into, you know, major concepts and constructs and understand the metaphysical mm-hmm. realm, but not everybody lives there. So
oh, yeah.
I've made it very important for me as a leader, as a facilitator, to keep things so basic and so simple. I had a funny little story. I reconnected with a guy that I grew up with in grade school, and he's brand new to the spiritual path as far as the one that you and I are on, like he was in mm-hmm. on a traditional path. And I invited him to our Twin Hearts meditation. Then after that, the next day, I'm like, thanks for coming. If you feel like you want to invite any of your friends, you know, feel free to share the link. And he's like, he's like, when the lady started saying that she was flying around on Pegasus and she went towards the sun and there was a five-pointed star, I think my friends would not be able to handle that. And I laughed for like 5 minutes in my house after reading the text because I don't realize sometimes how far off, you know,
right.
Normal consciousness that I am. So that's why I try to communicate in a way that's super simple that everybody can get. Try not to use our buzzwords in our, you know, spiritual esoteric language, and just keep things super, super simple. Because when I'm working with adults, I'm actually working with the child within the adult.
Yeah,
you know, the 3-year-old, because you said, you know, before 7, everything is really programmed. So our mm-hmm. our blank canvas that we are born in with, you know, gets splattered on and this gets programmed and this is the way it is and this is how it is and this is who you are and this is when you're lovable and all of the conditions and circumstances that get programmed. And then there's no more canvas left by the time we're 7. So we say, oh, this is who I am. And in this work, we get to go in and peel off the paint or the slime or whatever you don't want on the canvas anymore and replace it.
Yeah, it's really incredible work. Now, I'm going to say this real quick. If now, folks that are listening, Ursula does a Twin Hearts meditation every Tuesday evening. That's at 7 Eastern, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now where do you generally share the link? Do they need to message you to get the link? I know it's on Meetup.
I need to be a better poster and post on Facebook and on Instagram and
okay.
all of that. I was just talking with an Instagram lady that I might start working with so I can just, you know, because I live in my world of nature and, you know, deep therapy, healing, therapeutical healing. So for me to get on social media and the internet and things like that, it's like, oh, you know, I have to put on a wetsuit and go diving into another realm of electronical communication. So, but in general, it should be on my Facebook thing. And I am on Meetup, Twin Hearts Meditation.
Yeah, and that's based, she's based out of Georgia too. So if you're a Georgia folk, which, you know, those are most, a lot of our folks that are listening in are from Georgia. So if you are on Meetup, you can probably search for either meditation or put her name in. That'll come up and see, and you can connect there. And you'll, if you do that, and if you're on Meetup, that's probably the easiest way to get the reminders. Otherwise, yeah, it's just go, again, social media, Ursula Lentini, and connect. So that's, I think, important when we, when you have, you know, being able to experience. And do know that that, yeah, the Tuesday meditation is, you know, it's deep woo-woo meditation. So, you know, just expect
not,
that.
It's not, because the regular, the woo-woo comes with people sharing afterwards, right? Because
that's true. That's true.
And then, and then, you know, people who have clairvoyancy and they have gifts, so they want to share their gifts and what they see. People who have come for years and they don't feel anything, they don't see anything, but that's like some, you know, when we had one gentleman, he was coming regularly, he said this is the only 1 hour where I can shut my brain off. Even when he goes to bed at night, you know, the brain is still spinning. So everybody has their own personal experience with the Twin Hearts. And what the Twin Hearts is, we bless, it's a guided meditation, because silent meditation is the hardest meditation to do. And I don't know why people always go to that. Like, oh, I think I'm going to meditate. Let me do the hardest one. I'm like, no, don't do that to yourself. Sitting silently is nearly impossible unless you have some skills. So this is a guided meditation. Anybody can do it. You don't have to sit on a mat. You don't have to be yoga style. Like, it's easy breezy. And it's an act of service where we bless the planet with loving kindness. And who doesn't want to do that? So as we show up for the earth and give things different loving kindnesses, we use the prayer of St. Francis, making an instrument of thy peace. And, you know, talk about the title of the show is, what do we want to create? In that meditation, we are creating a better life. We're blessing the planet with loving kindness, sweetness, forgiveness, you know, light, peace, love. So it's an active meditation where we're participating, sending out love and light onto the planet, and we give what we receive what we give. So in order for us to give that to the universe, the planet, we have to receive it first in order to give it. So it's kind of a flushing meditation. It's a cleansing meditation. And as we cleanse out that which is not love and light and harmony and sweetness, so we can bring in those qualities, we get a clearing and a cleansing and a healing within the meditation. It's really an intelligently designed meditation that's accumulative. The more we do it, the better we become.
Yes. It's powerful stuff. That's all I have to say. Very powerful stuff. Because other people don't understand, too, like, as we give. So, like, you're doing a lot. I mean, like I said, you know, you're putting a lot of content out there, a lot of really nice things for people to just, you know, when they're step wanting it, I would say if they're step wanting it, really pay attention to these videos, and she's breaking it down into different subject matter. So that's the really cool thing, is that you're not being force fed this stuff. And I would say a lot of it too, Ursula, is will be pulled in by your subconscious mind or your unconscious mind, which I think is interesting, because we run on 95% unconsciousness. That's the crazy part, right? So that conscious part of you is, you know, you might, even on this show, you know, people are listening in on the show, and I do want to shout out to my cousin who I know is listening. It's her birthday today, so happy birthday, Elisa, and we love you. So
love
I want
you,
to
Elisa.
She is you know, it's so interesting, because I, you know, I was thinking I'd be back in Atlanta by now and, you know, doing my thing there. And that's just not the case. It's not happening that way. And that's okay. There's so many things that we've had to, not, I don't want to say they make concessions. That's not a word I want to use. We just have to shift.
We have to adapt.
Right. We have to adapt. We have to shift how we're doing things. We have to be okay with where we're at and bless that. I mean, I'm in absolute gratitude of where I am right now, where I'm staying right now. And I think that is most of us, you know, I have some people who are in their homes and they may be alone or they may be with their kids or, you know, and sometimes they get a little restless and it's like, yes, but then look at the gifts that you've been given. Just look around you that you have. I mean, do you have a wonderful, nice space that you're in? Do you have food to eat? Can you look out your window or step out your door and just breathe in nature? I know, Ursula, you've got, you know, your home and your beautiful surroundings in nature. I happen to be quarantining on 2 acres of pretty lush green lawn that I can go walk out barefoot on, which I do, and just squeeze the grass with my toes and love the flowers. And I'm just in awe of the vegetation that's growing and awe of the trees and awe of, you know, I get to make these little bonfires in the evening and just, you know, literally, you know, put my worries, if you will, in the fire. I mean, I'm just like letting go. And then I'll sit with my idea of what I want in my life, how I want to feel, the people I want to be around. And it's so amazing to get yourself into that state, into that flow state of just of being and in love and just have just, you know, and it's not, it may not be my reality right now. And I know it's absolutely possible. That's the neat part is I went from how am I going to do this to, oh my goodness, I am so excited about this journey. I'm so excited about where I'm going. I'm excited about the conversations that I'm going to have and I'm having. And I, you know, so you ramp yourself up into this place of what I call flow and creativity. So then when you can stay there for, what does Abraham say, 17 seconds or more? I don't know what your take is on that. But, you know, 2, 3, 4, 20 minutes of just positive, good, even when, then again, that could be your meditation. I mean, that when you really quiet your mind to allow.
Yeah.
And then also allow and be excited and thrilled about it. You actually put out this vibration. I think you said something earlier and I got this image. It's like boomerang. You were talking about you have to receive it to give it. And you give it, and guess what? Then it comes back to you. It's a boomerang. Mm-hmm. You know, what you put out comes back. So pay attention to how you are being. And I think that probably the number one thing that you and I both are like, start becoming aware of your emotions and your feelings and how you are being right now in the world. That is huge. And
it's huge because what it does is it stops. Like there's a process that you're speaking about where, you know, think of it as a couple fighting, right? Because that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's normal.
Sadly,
so they're getting into it. But what I do is take it a step further and go inside and which parts of us do we fight within ourselves? You know, people talk very poorly to themselves on a regular basis and they're barely aware of it. So if somebody's like, oh, I'm so stupid. Oh, I'm never going to get out. Oh, I make all these mistakes. Oh, I'm fat. Oh, I'm ugly. Oh, I'm too old. Oh, I'm So instead of like being real specific about that, you could imagine, you know, how are you with your mate when you're fighting? You know, one person says this, the other person says that, and back and forth, ping pong, there they go. So the best thing to do in the middle of that kind of thing is to say, you know what, this is getting us nowhere. Either let's take a break for 20 minutes and we'll come back, or if they're mature enough, let's just sit down. Let's just sit down and neither of us talk. Let's just sit down. And then what happens is all the parts of us that are ranting and making a big scene and making us feel bad about ourselves or the other partner picking on us, then we just get a chance to take a breath. And that's what this COVID is. It's taking a breath. It's a chance to sit down and be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend talks about the 20 seconds of fear, that fear actually is only lasting for 20 seconds. And it's actually shorter than that because, like, if when I go to jump off a cliff, there's a cliff that I love to jump off of in Hiawassee in the North Georgia Mountains. And it's right next to a waterfall. So you're, like, jumping out. You have to jump out, like, 10 feet. You know, so you don't kill yourself, but and it's a 25-foot jump, so it's significant. Mm-hmm. And I've done it several times, but every time I'm up on that cliff, my body, you know, tightens up and my breath starts changing, and I go 20 seconds, 20 seconds, 20 seconds, because it's really only 1 second, 1,001, in order for me to jump. You know, spring my body and allow my body to leave the rock and float into the air, and then all of a sudden I'm plunging into the water. So it's not even 20 seconds of fear. It's that 1 second of fear to just let go.
Mm-hmm.
So just like the couple sitting down being quiet, it's really a short amount of time for us to sit still and just be quiet. And let things bubble up and realize, like, oh, my God, I'm criticizing myself all day long. Or, oh, my God, I hate such and such. Or, oh, my God, I just keep eating junk food. Or, oh, my God, you know, I'm more miserable than I ever thought I was. Oh, my God, you know, my job is killing me. Oh, my God. Like, and then we have this realization, and that's what you were just saying, to become aware
mm-hmm.
of what it is that we're running from, to turn around in that lucid dream and say to the monster, can we take a break? I'm tired. Can we just sit down and take a break? And then the truth bubbles up, and then we get to choose, you know what, this isn't working for me. Or, you know what, there's probably a better solution here. Or, you know what, I've always wanted to do this thing, and I've never given myself a chance. I'm going to go for it this time. And this is our opportunity. And when we can process some of this stuff, I recommend journaling and music and dancing and going outside and playing. Almost every video, I'm like, go outside and play. Because nature tends to balance us. And then once we come into a place of quietness and we let go through the subconscious work or whatever possible thing that we can get a hold of to help us let go of the programming and the conditions and the anger and the emotions. In the middle of a great meditation, when it's with a deep place and it's a quiet place, there is a great video, audio that Deepak and Wayne Dyer did together, and it's called In the Gap. And they're saying the moment in between breaths, the moment in between ohms, you know, the moment in between
yes.
in that quiet space, is where you can create. And you can say, you know what, I want a parking spot. You know what, I want a better life. You know what, I want a partner. You know what, I want to be in charge of my bills instead of my bills being in charge of me. And then we can start choosing something that's more loving, more kind, more generous, like you were saying about that tone scale, that emotional scale. We can start marching up the scale. So maybe we can't do $1 million because our brain can't fathom that, but we could do 10,000 more a year. We could do 50 more thousand
yeah.
a year. You know, you can just kind of move slowly
mm-hmm.
to what's reachable.
And you want to stretch it a little though. You do want to stretch it
yes.
a little.
Total.
So because in order, if it's that easy, then you're going to get it. And it's like, now I'm comfortable again. I'll sit with this for 5-10 years. And then you're all of a sudden you're like, well, I'm not comfortable. So if we stretch ourselves just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
know that we can go beyond what we think we can go. And you know, now like my coaches are like, you know, well, 10 times at 10 times, it's like, whoa, you know, wait a second now, wait a second. And, you know, but then it's like, okay, stop limiting yourself. It's like, wait a second, you know, hold on. And so when you make a decision and then your coach says, well, you know, multiply that by 10 and that's what you're going to aim for. And you're like, you know, something that almost, that really takes your breath away a little bit that says, okay, I'm
right.
going to reach for that. Because
yes.
once we show ourselves that we can stretch a little and stretch a little more. And then we reach that. How exciting is that point? And this even goes with, it doesn't have to be about necessarily money. This can be just with our emotions. When you've got people, you know, and I'm sure you have folks that are talking to you who are, you know, right now who are just, they get sad or they get angry. You know, first when they say they're sad and then they go, and then I got angry and then I kind of want to be sad. I would rather be, it's like, no. Anger's good. Anger's getting your power back. Anger's okay.
That's
just don't
right.
stay there. Just reach a little more. Reach for overwhelm. Reach for hopefulness, you know. So it's like stretch a little. So what happens is a lot of people who are not used to being comfortable, they're used to having some stuff and, you know, the crap happen in your life, right? They're just used to it and that's their normal. So they're comfortably uncomfortable. That's my term. That's why I call it comfortably uncomfortable. And so now they're realizing, oh my God, I'm freaking uncomfortable. Like I'm so, you know, I'm in this and I'm in this alone, or I'm in this with somebody I don't want to be in this with, or I'm in this and I can't reach out to, I can't hug my family or whatever that is. You have to get to the point where you are comfortable within yourself and you reach within yourself to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, if you need to reach out to Ursula, reach out to me or reach out to someone you know who can help you kind of find that harmony. I like to use harmony because we're, you know, we have lows and we have highs. So that, you know, if we can harmonize ourselves and get to the point where we are more in hopefulness than anger, more in, and I'm using hopefulness and overwhelm because that's a whole heck of a lot feeling better than anger or sadness or depression or any of those. So you want to kind of tip that scale a little bit. So reaching for hopefulness when you're feeling sad or depressed, you know, if you're reaching for that, then if you're looking in that direction, just finding things to be hopeful about. I'm hopeful that at some point we'll all be able to, you know, see each other and hang out again. I'm hopeful that I'll be able to, you know, for me, I'm hopeful for the day that I get to hug my kids again. You know, I'm hopeful for, you know, being able to spend time with friends, not on Zoom, you know what I mean? Like that,
right.
You know, that
right.
kind of thing. So that's because that we're humans and we like a visceral experience. So having a human to human contact is so, it really is important to us. It really is important. So stretching for those things that feel good or just feel better than where you are. And that, if that is monetarily, and some people, there are people out there freaking out, you know, I don't have a job. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's like, well, there are some things going on that can help you. And when you stop thinking about a tunnel vision view of this is the only way I can receive abundance, we've got to let go and allow Source, Universe, God to help us. And there's, what is that term? God helps those who help themselves. And it's, it is about inspired action, but it also is about inspired thought and inspired feeling. So that's the first step. The work is inside. The work is inside first.
It's the receptivity of another possibility. So if, you know, I often use the analogy of the hand being clamped shut, like in a fist, like hanging on to something that's not working, and to release the grip on the poverty consciousness, the fear, the lack, the limitation, the, you know, low self-esteem, the suffering, poor me. And just unravel the fingers and open the palm and smooth out the palm and let go of that angst, that pressure, that tension. Because an open palm is receptive. And I think in this quiet time, we can relax and be receptive because for the moment, we're safe. Like this is the moment that we're safe. We're in our home. There's food in the cupboard. There's food at the grocery store. You know, there's money on the way for government, or we've been able to defer our mortgage payments. You know, people are working together. So in this moment of safety, to expand and open that hand up, and if somebody can't go to hopefulness, like they don't, I don't even know what that looks like, okay, go to gratitude. Because we already know in our spiritual community how powerful gratitude is. Because whatever we're grateful for, that's an amplifier, and it will get bigger in the universe. Like you said, the universe is always listening. It will say, oh, she likes that. Let's, hey, folks, come on, angels. Come on, everybody. Let's give her more of that. She loves that. Look how happy she is.
Because gratitude, it has a happiness wrapped up in it.
Mm-hmm.
So the universe will, you know, create more of whatever we're grateful for. So if we only have a dollar in our pocket, be so grateful for that dollar, because then the universe will say, oh, they like dollar. Let's give them more dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, abundance is not only money. Abundance is freedom. Abundance is choice. Abundance is love. Abundance is being surrounded by things that we've chosen, you know, that make us feel happy. My home is my sanctuary, my palace. So
mm-hmm.
I always feel happy in my home because it's surrounded by things that I've chosen, things that I feel are beautiful, and things that comfort me, things that give me pleasure. And if our homes are not that, then, okay, great time to declutter. Great time to imagine. People are at Home Depot like crazy. They're picking paints. They're like, I've always wanted to change this. And that's the time for transformation. So as we transform our space, we're actually also transforming our inner world because we're giving ourselves the gifts that we've been meaning to give, but we never had a chance to give. So we can expand that even more. You know, what else have you been meaning to do nice for yourself? Get a different job, you know, bring more art or music into your world, get more sleep. Like, I'm so happy that one-third of American who's suffering from sleep deprivation, now hopefully they're getting better sleep.
They're getting, yeah. Just shifting that. Shifting what we're looking at in the outside world to, you know, what are my gifts? What are my gifts in the chaos? What's my clarity? What's my gift in this? You know, and if it is, if you're someone who's been so busy that you haven't had time to stop, and now, oof, you stopped. Well, think of the times that you look back and said, oh my gosh, I just need a break. Oh my gosh, I wish I could go on vacation for a week or two. I wish, you know, because this was created, you know, I always say, don't get upset. I manifested COVID-19. We all did. We all did with our collective consciousness, right? Something had to have been thought first. And then that thought somehow became a huge action, and that was stopping the world. So how many people in this world, I can, you know, how many people out there don't really like what they do and wish they weren't doing it? Well, guess what?
Right.
Boom, here you go. How many people
right.
out in the world said, I wish I could stop the world and get off for at least a day? Well, boom, here you go. So we are, this is proof that we are so powerful in our thinking and this is it. We have words. Words have power, yes. And the universe, source, God, feels the vibration. Feels like when Ursula was saying, you like the dollar, feeling the love or the extreme happiness with that dollar, the universe feels that and says, oh, let's give her more of that. Yes. So whatever that is, and know that, you know, your mortgage payment, your utility payment, the food on your plate, all of that doesn't always necessarily come just by you having a J-O-B. But there are more ways to receive that abundance. And that, you know, if we can keep reiterating that over in different perspectives, I think that's super, super powerful, because a lot of people think I have to do things. And I will say that there's a long time that I was just like that. I have to do things this certain way to be able to get this certain result. And although it was working, it wasn't like I was super thrilled about it. It was just something I did to pay a mortgage or to buy food or buy clothes or buy whatever. So this is about all of that being shifted as well. All of that being shifted to understand that we are open to receive only to the degree that we allow ourselves to receive. Whatever
and
it
that's
is
why,
that we're wanting.
That's why your coaches say, go bigger, go bigger, go bigger.
Go bigger,
make
go bigger.
Bigger
yep.
Make a bigger receptivity to it all.
Yes, yes. So
I have a colleague who rents a studio for his work, and no one was coming because of the thing. So, and then he has a mortgage. His wife lost her job. And he said to the studio lady, like, you know, I can't really pay my next thing here. And so she's like, okay, you know, let's just stay together. Let's work with this. And then out of the blue, supposedly, right, but this is how the universe works, a client of his said, I know I haven't been around in a while, But I really believe in you and what you're doing, and I want to pay 2 months' worth of rent for your studio so you can stay open because I want to come back and do the work with you.
Wow. And that's how it works.
That's
mm-hmm.
how it works. That's not mm-hmm. completely unusual in my world or your world because we mm-hmm. know the universe. And what happens is my colleague stayed open to possibility. I don't know how this is going to work out, but it's for the highest and good. I'm going to let go of control. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to freak out. I'm just going to open myself up to see what possibilities can unfold, and this is what came in.
Mm-hmm. And have the conversations, not just with external, like, yes, if you have a landlord or if you've got your mortgage or, you know, credit cards, any of that stuff, have the conversations, and you'll be surprised at how people, especially now, are working with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beautiful part of it. And then just mm-hmm. be open to not limiting yourself on how things are coming into your life. Don't limit
mm-hmm.
your experience. And you'll find there's so many different – I mean, just in the last two – what are we? We've been quarantined for what, 2 months? Almost 2 months now?
Yeah. Yeah, 8 weeks.
Yeah, I think in the 8 weeks that we've been quarantined, I have made more friends – I've been connected with more people. Ursula, you and I started talking again, and we
yes.
haven't really chatted with each other in for a couple of years. And there's so many wonderful people. And I know that my last 3 years were so not easy, and I'm going to put it that way. And to be able to flip this switch, like literally flip my switch from January of 2020. And then when this happened, I was in joy of all of the people that have come into my life, all the conversations that I've had, all the techniques that I've been privy to, all of the things that have helped me shift everything from the last 3 years and turn it into something that is amazing and beautiful and dynamic. And, you know, it just, it goes on, like now I'm tense timing it. So, you know, it's like,
right.
Woo, here I go. So to me, this has been the most powerful comeback
mm-hmm.
that I
mm-hmm.
I feel like I have come into, and I'm hoping that a lot of people tap into it, because underneath all this crazy chaos is the opposite of that, which is absolute clarity,
yeah.
absolute power,
yeah.
absolute wellness, absolute beauty of what the universe has to offer us. So you've got to get out from, you got to get away from that opposite end of the spectrum and move towards that the really powerful, the passionate, the enthusiastic, the eagerness, right? The optimism, the hopefulness.
Yes.
All of, you got to move towards that.
And
that's
in
it.
Every hurricane, there's an eye in the storm. So I go
mm-hmm.
right there because I have been in hurricanes and I have been experiencing the eye. And it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible what happens because when – there's just like chaos, and you're like, oh my God, we're all going to die, blah, and then all of a sudden, it just stops.
Yeah.
And you look
yeah.
around like you landed on the Wizard of Oz, you know, you landed in the Emerald City, and you're just looking around with your mouth open, and you're like, oh, well, wait a minute, was that even true? Like, wait a minute, I was getting all freaked out, but now we're back to this?
Mm-hmm.
So when you and I have gone through so many transformations, we
mm-hmm.
understand the way of the transformation. So we're like, oh, we're in the crappy part right now. You know, oh, we're in the difficult part right now. Oh, this is the part that sucks. But we can stay calm to know that, okay, there's another answer out here. And
mm-hmm.
I want to do it smart. I want to do it wise. I want to do it
yes.
where everybody wins. And in my metaphysical
yes.
movement, our slogan is a world, creating a world that works for everyone.
Yes.
And when we talk about the title of this show, about what do you want to create, I want to create where people are talking to each other. Like you said, you're talking to more people than you know. Where people are helping one another. Where people
mm-hmm.
are slowing down because it's a more natural pace.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the stress is because there's too many things on our plate, these children having to go to baseball practice and this practice and that class and blah, 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 instead of, you know, playing outside and cuddling with their parents before they go to sleep. You know, I think we need to slow down because all this ramp up speed stuff, who wants that?
Who's asking for that? Who needs that? None of us. We vote no on the fast-paced life. We vote no on AI taking over our lives. We vote no on dictatorship. We vote no on putting our body in harm's way as far as, you know, mandatory things that they want to do that we may not want to do. So we have a voice, and when we slow down enough and have this clarity of what do we want, what do we want to create, we can create a better life. Not, and a better life for me means a better life for everybody around me, because that's what would make a better life for me.
Yeah.
When everybody around me is happy, when everybody around me is getting along.
Yes, yes, yes to all of it. It's so true, because we want that to, we want it to be a domino effect. We want to be that inside, and then we want everybody around us to feel that and connect with that. And what wonderful, delicious conversations and times that you can have when people are connecting in that way as well. It's just absolutely harmonious and wonderful. Ah, good stuff. I love it. I love it.
Super good stuff.
More good stuff. All right. So those that are tuning in, can you, again, you know, maybe next time we'll do a 90-minute show. Because everybody just keeps talking about this. Oh, so we're Ursula Lentini, who is going to be on with me every first Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, unless, of course, we change it. Just stay tuned for that. So you can go to ursulalentini.com, U-R-S-U-L-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-E.com, or put that in Facebook. Find her on Facebook. She's doing a lot of connecting there. Lots of Facebook Lives, lots of information about her Tuesday meditation. Oh, all kinds of good stuff. So,
and I'm going to do like a free healing, get on Zoom with me on Sunday at 1 o'clock. I just decided to do that this morning. So I haven't announced it yet. So you're my first place that I'm announcing it.
Okay, great. And just send me, tag me in something, and I will send it to all the different groups that I'm in too. And that's fantastic.
Great.
So anybody want to reach out to us? Yeah, definitely reach out to Ursula on Facebook for now. Yeah, she's getting on Instagram, but Facebook for now. You can connect with me at anna@lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. And I want to shout out to our sponsor, the MAP Coaching Institute. Very interesting neuroscience meets spirituality connection there. They are having an opportunity to do one of their sessions for $7. And you can actually either go to the mapcoachinginstitute.com or lifegetsbetterandbetter.com and click on the link, the MAP link there. And make sure you tell them that Anna from the podcast, well, it'll be on the little thing when you fill it out. Anna with the podcast sent you, but it's incredible stuff to help you release blocks and resistance. I want to throw that out there for folks. And gosh, Ursula, we are just creating a whole new world out there, are we not? This is amazing.
Yes. And thank you for doing your work, for bringing on all the guests, for people to be able to, you know, think a new thought, to feel inspired, to feel loved and appreciated. You're so humble. You're so beautiful. You know, you speak the truth. You have such great compassion. You have a humanitarian heart. I really, really appreciate the way you show up for me, the way you show up for others, the way you show up for yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're a rock star individual. You're an example of, you know, how to be a good human being.
Well, back at you. And we, you know, and this is always fun for me too. And I just love, you know, I only do a couple of shows a week, and you know, it's amazing that I get to co-host with some fabulous, fabulous people, and you all are out there doing this work and helping people shift their mindset and change, you know, everything about themselves. It's just incredible. So we could go back and forth for a long time. I know. All right, everybody, we're going to go. I love you, Ursula. Thank you.
I love
you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Universal Energy Radio. Y'all have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. And we will be on the air again, I believe, Monday. Yep. So Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. All right. So have a good one. And talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.